Dorothy was actually training for a marathon, so she started taking different forms of magnesium, and she started to recover faster and feel better, and we were both sleeping better. So we're like, oh my gosh, there's really something to this magnesium in particular. And that's where liquid magnesium was born.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tadia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tadia.
Welcome to another edition of Nationally Syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. We're coming at you with a brand new show. We appreciate whether you're listening on terrestrial radio across the country or as a podcast around the world. We certainly wouldn't be here without you. So stick around. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another show. Today, we're talking about magnesium, the hidden benefits, why this could be the most important mineral you are not taking. So I'm excited to jump in. And we got lots to talk about today. When we started out, we were kind of dabbling in, and we were heavily involved into supplements. For me, in the supplement world, I started out as an athlete. So that's before high school. Let's say high school, college, university, and professional. That's how my journey went in athletics. And then, so the more you move up the ranks, the more of an edge you need. And I think something, I'll talk about steroids another time, but I went to school, in what they call the steroid era. You guys, I'd imagine most of you wouldn't know that, but these guys looked like modern day bodybuilders. They had like huge, giant muscles popping out of, like, I remember Barry Bonds' like neck vein was like, they were just big, giant human beings. So they taught us like, oh, you're supposed to take all these supplements. And they didn't say they're taking steroids, right? They're saying they're taking supplements. They were taking steroids. It's all open conversation now. But when I was going to school, that's when we were watching them on TV break all these records, look like superheroes. And so some of the guys I played with were taking steroids. And I'd be in the locker room and they'd have just open conversation. They'd be in the locker room and they'd have steroids sitting in there. It could be pills, some guys sticking a needle in there behind. That was just a reality for us. And that's not something that I joined in on. I felt that if my natural ability didn't take me to the next level, then I probably shouldn't be at that next level. And that's just my own personal opinion. I don't have any judgment for whatever they did. But I'll tell you that I was the first one at the field practicing. I was the first one in the weight room, the last one to leave. That's how I'm able to move like from where I started in athletics to the business world. I've scaled back quite a bit, but I've taken a big step back from working 10-hour days, 12-hour days for 7 days a week so I could spend more time with my family. But that's what I did for when I was in athletics. That's all I did, 100%. One thing, I lived, breathed, slept, baseball, sports, athletics, training, nutrition. So I guess my point there is that I didn't have illegal drugs, but I had a whole tackle box full of supplements. And that's just what we did. We just popped all these supplements. And then there was a point where I didn't really feel well. I was I was moody. I was nasally. I didn't sleep well. I didn't eat well. Like I just ate. They're just like, eat protein. So all these low quality types of meats I was stuffing in my body. And anyways, fast forward to, that was years. Like I've been in the supplement industry for probably, if I was to be fair, like I started when I was, let me not date myself. I've been in the probably 20, 25 years. Easy. And then other trainers come to me and they're like, how do you know about supplements? Because most trainers aren't into supplements and they're not really into nutrition either. They're mostly just trained fitness. That's it. So I got into supplements or got into food first, then supplements kind of took over my world. And then I took a huge step back from supplements. There's probably a 5-year stretch where I took zero supplements because I just wanted to focus on food. And I was like super interested in how different foods work. I tried different types of diets and then I got into more natural supplements. And then, and now we run in part a supplement company. So when it comes to supplementation, I started to design my own supplements. I got really into ingredients, but that was from way back. Like when I was in university, I started to look at ingredients and I was like, what's going on with me? I'm supposed to be like this athlete. I'm supposed to be strong and healthy. And I just didn't feel like it. And so what I started to do is read all the ingredients and everything I would take. And I don't know where that came from, to be honest with you. I was just like, why is this in there? Why is that in there? So I started to make my own natural concoction. So I would have like natural, like amino acids or proteins or pre-workouts. And you know what? One of the things was cost. Like there was this big supplement called, and I'm so far out of that world now. I don't even know. I used to know every name brand, every bodybuilder I knew, like the pre-workouts, the post-workouts. I don't know any of that now. We just do natural. So you have to forgive me, but it was like some type of nitric oxide that was supposed to like extend, make your muscle, your veins bigger, or your blood vessels, so you could get more blood to your muscles to work harder longer, so they would grow and get stronger and bigger. At any rate, I started to look up, like I would look at those ingredients and I would say, what ingredients did they put in there to make this product? And I'd start to source my own natural types of ingredients. And I was taking those for quite a while before we started designing our own. That was just for me, before we started designing our own for the natural. So I feel like it's nice I get a chance to sit here and talk about this with you guys, because I forgot about that stuff. Like I didn't realize how long I've been supplementing and then how much work I've done over the years to get to where we are now. It's completely different. A lot of people, when they hear supplements, they're like, oh, even trainers, they're like, oh, you're into supplements. They're like, not really sure, like supplements are bad or not good for you, or they're cheap, or they're not going to work. Like if you get a good quality supplement, it's going to work hands down, like without question. We see it every single day. And I get messages from people talking about how magnesium in particular has changed their life. So that's what I want to get into here a little bit more. I was like way overdosing in natural supplements. Side note, you can't overdose in natural supplements. And I don't think one person has ever died from natural supplements, which is crazy because there's this whole push from the government of trying to suppress natural supplements when pharmaceuticals, I believe, are the third highest reason for death rate. Now, don't quote me on that. But I was reading this super interesting book talking about natural supplements and pharmaceuticals, and natural supplements offer almost zero risk, especially compared to all the pharmaceuticals that people are on these days. So at any rate, I took a huge step back from natural supplements. And I feel like I need to contradict myself or take a step back. You can, like, if you're taking low quality supplements, it's going to cause negative effects on your health, not death. just chronic pain, tired, miserable, lack of energy, etc. Right. But I took a huge step back from supplements in general because I wasn't taking the right ones. I felt like I was taking too many and they weren't really doing what I wanted them to do. So what I did is completely strip those down and I built back up. So I just focused on food and then I slowly got into more natural supplements. And this one in particular, when I started to do more research around magnesium, I was like, oh, I didn't realize how important this mineral was. So I started to do some research and I started to read case studies and I was like, is this real? Like, can this actually offer this many benefits? It didn't seem like it was real, you know, but you have to dig deep and you find more case studies and you find, you find like real testimonials, or you have to find the source, right? It's not like, oh, it's the headline of a Google search, right? And I'll spend hours finding one particular product or ingredient, and I'll just spend hours reading about it because it interests me. No, that doesn't interest a lot of people, but for me, it does. So, and then we're like, okay, what forms of magnesium? I didn't realize there was 10 different forms of magnesium. Just like many of you, a lot of people come to us and they're like, I take magnesium already, so I don't need yours, right? And I'm like, well, what are you taking? And they're like, I don't know, magnesium. But there's many different forms of magnesium and there's many different benefits. Like they all offer different benefits. So that's like saying you're going to have an apple when you really want more vitamin C. Like apple would offer more fiber, but you're going to take vitamin C instead. Like it doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. So for me, when I was doing more and more research, we start to experiment with different forms of magnesium and we work out quite hard. And at this time, Dorothy was actually training for a marathon. So she started taking different forms of magnesium and she started to recover faster and feel better. And we were both sleeping better. So we're like, oh my gosh, there's really something to this magnesium in particular. So fast forward, we started working with a chemist and then we started working with a manufacturer to start designing our own with the very specific forms of magnesium that we felt was best for your overall health. And that's where liquid magnesium was born. But I feel like it's super important to understand that there's different forms of magnesium first, and then they have different benefits, and then not all of them are created equally. So you could go to the pharmacy. Like, pharmacy isn't a great place to get your supplements. That's it. That's all there is to it. I walked through there a couple weeks ago, and I looked at the natural health or vitamin section, and I was like, my gosh, 98% of it was junk. They had far too many supplements in there. Like, you should just have the good quality supplements in there and that's it. Like, let the rest go. And I saw I was standing in there reading ingredients for probably far too long. And I saw a dozen people come by, like, look around in complete overwhelmment and leave. Or, like, just like, nah. And they either grabbed it just because it said vitamin C on it or whatever, or there was too many options. So they just blindly grabbed one and left, which I guessed was happening. So the problem there is that there's too much junk on the shelf. Like, you need to go to a specialized shop to get exactly what you're looking for. Like, we special magnesium. Maybe you come to us for magnesium. But there's so many out there that so many other products out there that we don't specialize in. And I'm very clear with that. If someone comes to us and they say something in particular, I can't think of anything right at this point, I don't know much about it. I say, you know what? You probably should go somewhere else because that's not really what we do. You go to pharmacies for pharmaceuticals. That's what they're built for. That's what they're made for. So that's something to understand, is that when you're going to get the cheapest type of product on the shelf, it's not going to show you the same benefits. And I can tell you that from firsthand experience, because we have a good quality supplement and people have told me that they've been using magnesium for years. And I'm like, oh, well, what kind of magnesium? A lot of people don't know. And then they don't know the brand, which is fine. It's not their job. This is my job. And then I say, well, whenever you're ready, we don't do pressure sales. We don't try to talk people into anything. Say, whenever you're ready, you might want to try ours. Some of our clients really enjoy it over their current one. So someone comes and they start taking ours. And they're like, my gosh, I had no idea that magnesium could offer these benefits, because they've been taking this cheap one from the pharmacy or from the dollar store, wherever the Costco. Like, don't get your supplements from Costco. There's a lot of great deals at Costco, not supplements. So magnesium in particular, it's really difficult to eat that many rich magnesium foods to get the amount of magnesium you need, right? So before, we would have magnesium rich soil, and that soil would go up into the food, and then we would consume that food, right? But now we have soil depletion. So we have very low quality soil, which makes the food very low quality. And the problem here is that you'd have to buy and you'd have to consume a ton of rich magnesium foods to get the magnesium levels you need, which is pretty difficult. I would say it's probably not, I don't like this word, not possible. But so that's why we go to supplementation or things that could help, like a magnesium supplement. And I believe in food above all else, to be honest with you. I'm not like, you can't out supplement a bad diet. That's overused or cliche. But it's true. It's the truth. Like, if you're going to McDonald's 3 times a week or fast food, or you're putting low quality junk in your body on a regular basis, which you're taking good quality supplements, those supplements probably aren't going to weigh out, just to be 100% honest with you. You use supplements as a supplement to your diet and lifestyle. So you still have to eat well and you still have to exercise. And then on top of that, you use supplements to improve your health in different ways. So I hope that's clear. So with magnesium in general, you can take it at different times and for different purposes, right? So let me give you an example. So we have a product that's called magnesium threonate, or MagTin. Now, this was actually developed by MIT. So some of the smartest people in the world have formed this type of magnesium. Now, this type of magnesium is the only one of its kind. So it's the only magnesium that can break the blood-brain barrier, which means that it helps with anxiety, depression, cognitive function, memory. So think about anyone, like your family history, for example. Think about anyone in your family that may have had dementia or Alzheimer's. That would be one reason for you to specifically take magnesium threonate. You could also look at brain fog. Like, are you dealing with brain fog on a regular basis? Do you get brain fog in the afternoon, early afternoon? So for us, like, I'm up at, these days, I'm up at 5 a.m. I do a stretching routine. I work out, then I get to work. So by the time 2 p.m. comes, I'm a little bit mentally drained. There's a lot going on in the day. I usually get my more difficult tasks done right away, the decision stuff. So in the afternoon, I'm a bit foggier, like tired of thinking. That's when I take my magnesium threonate to give me a brain boost and to help me with cognitive function. So there's a main purpose and a main reason why I'm taking that. So why I'm sharing that with you is that you don't have to take threonate. What I'm saying is that you should be taking your magnesium for a specific purpose. I believe, so look at magnesium citrate, for example. This is just my opinion, okay? You should look at your own research and do your own, like have your own opinions, right? So I believe that magnesium citrate was actually developed, and if not developed more specifically, mostly used or recommended by doctors before surgery to clear you out, like to completely clean you out. And the problem is that I feel like that's used more as a supplement now. And in my opinion, it's not the best quality type of magnesium, although it's the most abundant. I think in most companies, when I look at the type of magnesium, it's a citrate. And in my opinion, I don't think it's the best quality. And I don't think that's really what it was meant for. So that's another reason why you're reading the ingredients and look at when you go and you see magnesium on the shelf, why are you taking it? What brand? What are they representing? Like, there's a lot of different areas. And if you don't want to do all that, then you go to a trusted company and you purchase from them. And hopefully, unfortunately, like we're a bit different, I feel, is that my vision is that you can go and grab any one of our supplements and they're all going to be clean. That's how they are now. I don't ever plan on changing that. The problem is that when I talk about name brands and what they stand for, often you look at supplements and like one product is perfectly clean and the next is not. And I'm like, what are you guys thinking? Like, what is your vision or like, what is your idea of natural health supplements? Because this ingredient is clean. Like this product is full of clean ingredients and this one isn't. So we see that often with baby food just recently. I was like, oh, look at this name brand. Because I correlate name brand to cleaner, unclean products. So when I look at this product and it says, I forget the name of it, but it had all clean ingredients. So I was like, okay, let's get more products from these guys. So then I go to the next section and I pull off a different product and it had terrible ingredients. And I'm like, what? Like, what are you thinking about? Like, why is this one a clean product and why is this one junk? It doesn't make sense to me. But at any rate, most companies are built around profit. Like they just want to make money. We want to help. So our profit margins are much less than a company that doesn't care because we have the cleanest ingredients possible. So our raw ingredients often will cost more than a company's entire product. So we have our raw ingredients and then we need to mark it up because we have to make a profit as a business. We have labels to design. We have shipping and broken bottles to account for our lost orders. So I guess what I'm saying is that when you're looking at quality in particular, you need to pay more because the raw ingredients of our product cost more than these guys' complete product, right? And you're like, oh, that's a great deal. Let me just grab that. That one, unfortunately, could have cheap corn products in there like maltodextrin. You could look at titanium dioxide, though. That's the ingredient that makes it white. So if you're taking a pill and it's white, in most cases, it's titanium dioxide, which is a toxin to our body, which is not going to help improve our health. Now, the problem here is that all these little ingredients, in my opinion, add up to major health concerns because it's like death by a thousand cuts, right? Like, oh, that's why 80-20 doesn't work because most of the time we flip it around. 80% of the time, we're going to stay on track. 20% of the time, I'm not, right? And then I look at a meal plan or I have a conversation with someone and it's 80% of the time you have whatever you want and 20% you're on track. That's just how it goes. Because we give ourselves that leeway. Now, it's the same thing with supplements. If you're like, oh, I'm going to feed my kid Flintstone Kids, horrible product, right? Or I'm going to take Centrum. Then I'm going to only eat out once a week. Then I'm going to have ice cream because it's Friday night and I want to allow myself that. So It's all the little things that add up to your lifestyle, which is why you're in chronic pain, not as mobile as you like. You don't have energy, probably have digestion issues. And we have to understand that it's the big picture, not just supplements in particular, but all the little things that we're doing on a regular basis to either improve our health or to decline it. So for us, here's the thing with why you want a liquid mag. And we take a liquid zinc. We don't sell the zinc or a vitamin D, but you take a zinc, you take a vitamin D. These are liquid form with carrier oils. They process very differently in your body. So here's the thing, like someone comes to us and they say, I've been taking a pill for quite a while. Why should I take yours? And I say, okay, let me explain. So when you take a pill, not only is there ingredients like maltodextrin, titanium dioxide. So first of all, toxins that your body's not really going to know what to deal with. So it's a toxin. So it's usually stored in your body, which is where I feel most disease comes from in our body. It's slowly built up and our body can't release that. There's no release valve for toxins, right? So that continues to build up, especially if you're not going to go through a proper detox or take things like chloride or take things like activated charcoal or chlorella, for example. These are binding. These are detoxing. A lot of people aren't going to do that. So they have toxins that continue to build up in their body, which in my opinion turns into a dis-ease, which causes major issues as we get older. Because, and I don't believe that our health should decline as we get older. I believe that we can continue to get healthier with proper supplementation, with proper nutrition, and new knowledge and case studies and research. So that's what I believe, but people just expect their health to decline. And in my perspective, people have stress built up that continues to build up inside their body because it's never, like, how many people do you know that carry internal stress or internal anger? Most people, right? I believe that causes disease in our body. I believe that if you have these types of low quality ingredients and supplementation, including sugar or processed food that's building up in your body, rancid oils, that's going to cause major disease in your body. And because it takes years to accumulate, that's when we get hit hard later on. It's like, oh, you have, I don't like to promote the C word, but that's just my opinion. Like, we have these major diseases that come up and we're like, oh, where'd they come from? Well, you just lived a life of no exercise, fast food, in a highly toxic environment where everyone's negative. Like, what do you think is going to happen? When someone's taking a pill, for example, not only are you dealing with those extra toxins that our body shouldn't be consuming, we also have to break that down differently. So we swallow that pill. So that goes into our mouth, it goes down our throat, into our digestive tract. Now that pill has to be broken down digestively, then it has to be rehydrated, then it hits the bloodstream, and then we start seeing benefits from it, right? That's a lot of steps. Right? That is a lot of steps for you to start seeing results from a natural supplement or from a pill. Every time you have a step to break down, you lose part of that magnesium, right? So we have a lot of products there out there that are not bioavailable at all, which means our body doesn't utilize, digest, absorb, doesn't know what to do with it. So when it comes to like the type of carrier or the way you're consuming, you're looking at a product that's really difficult for your body to actually absorb or use. So if you're looking at a liquid magnesium, and that's why I was talking about those other products as well that we take as a liquid, not just magnesium, the whole process is differently. So you take a liquid form of a magnesium or a K a D or a zinc, that process in your body very quickly. And on top of that, like if you look at ours or the zinc, the other products that we take are very clean. So they process almost instantly. So as soon as that hits your mouth, if you want to absorb even quicker, you put it under your tongue. And that almost absorbs instantly. That hits your bloodstream right away. And that's why so many people swear by our product. And that's why people love it so much. Because it's clean, because it has a well balance of the most recommended magnesiums, in my opinion. And on top of that, there's no fillers. So that hits your bloodstream almost instantly. Like it hits your mouth, under your tongue, starts going down your throat. Like that's going into your bloodstream right away. We don't have to go through the liver to make that happen. So that's why you want to look for a liquid. But then, of course, you have to find a liquid that has clean ingredients. That's, in my opinion, that's how it processes or breaks down in your body. Now, I want to leave you with some benefits. So people say, well, what is magnesium going to do for me? So the three or four main reasons people use magnesium or should be is for chronic pain. That's number one. Digestion. is another major reason our clients use magnesium. Sleep is a big one. And then this is going to sound funny and cute, confuses a lot of people, but you're also looking at energy. So they're like, sleep and energy, how's it going to do both? Remember, I talked about magnesium stores and building them up. So the more you build up those stores, the more it's going to be beneficial. So you could look at vitamin D, for example. And everyone was talking about vitamin D over the last few years. There's a couple of things that they missed out on. Like, we need to have a K2 in there as a driver to tell that vitamin D where to go to prevent calcification. That's one. And number two is that you need magnesium stores in your body for your body to absorb the vitamin D. So it's not vitamin D alone. You need magnesium and vitamin D. So if you're getting vitamin D from the sun, that's fantastic. But if you don't have enough magnesium stores in your body, you're not absorbing as much as you should or as you would otherwise by taking a quality magnesium. So that's what I wanted to share. And then there's other things that you could do, other things like absorbability, right? I got to wrap things up here, but I didn't just talk about, like, I mainly talked about absorbing magnesium orally, but you also need two forms. You need both. You need a magnesium to absorb topically and then internally. So for example, spray, gel, flakes in a bath, not Epsom salts. So, at any rate, you taking your bath, and this is a tough one for a lot of people to wrap their head around, but I was doing more research around Borax and why it got such a dirty name, and people are like scared to take it. And Borax is actually a mineral that we need. I started taking it. I'm not recommending you take it. I started taking it orally as well to see if I could notice any health benefits, but Borax will actually help magnesium absorb into your body as you take it topically. So that's something to consider. And I don't want to overwhelm you. I just want to give you the information and you do what you want with it. For me, it's not a cut and dry situation. Like, a lot of times people are like, oh, just take a magnesium and you'll be fine. That's not the way it goes. You have to find quality. You have to be consistent. Take it at the right time of day. And hopefully that's been beneficial for you. It's not like you just take one dose and that's all you need. Like, that's what you take, and when you're done, it's over with. You change. Like, for example, Dorothy takes more magnesium than I do. And she's like half the size of I am. And she has restless legs in her family history along with her. She runs, so she loses more magnesium in sweat. So she takes more magnesium than I do. So it's important to understand, like, everyone's different. We recommend taking a half a teaspoon of magnesium for the first week, as long as you're consistent. So some people only take it 3 times a week. So then you got to take it half a teaspoon twice a week, right? Or for 2 weeks. And then from that consistency, you take a full teaspoon. So 1 teaspoon for the next week or two. And then from there is a teaspoon and a half you could look at. And then from there, I would take that for at least a month, a teaspoon and a half. And then consider, like, if you're a bit more achy, you can take a little bit more. Same thing with the bath flakes in the bath. How much do you recommend? And I say, well, how sore are you? Or are you going through any pain or discomfort? Some people just want a detoxing, nice, relaxing bath. It's a half a cup. If you want to, if you have some extra pain, extra soreness, extra detoxing, immune system, then put more, put a whole cup in there, sitting there a little bit hotter, a little bit longer. So it's not cut and dry for everyone and in every situation. And I feel like that's what I enjoy about this natural supplement industry, is that it's not one size fits all. It's all different. Thank you guys so much for joining. We will catch you next week. We got new topics, and we'd love for you guys to join if you're interested. Have a great day, everyone. We'll catch you soon. Bye. All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. Once again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. You can always find us on facebook.com/trueformlife. We post up there a couple times a day on our story. We're always trying to bring you more content around living a healthy lifestyle, whether that be nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. We also have free challenges that we do at least once a month. So if you follow us along there, you'll be able to join maybe a plank challenge or a squat challenge, Tabata challenge, whatever it may be. We'd love to have you join us. We're also on instagram.com/drewtadia. Again, we're posting up there a couple times a day along with our story, all dedicated to keeping you fit and healthy and on track. Our main website is trueformlife.com. If you want to check out some of our products, some of our services, or if you just want some great content from videos to blog posts and recipes and more, we got all that at trueformlife.com. Once again, thank you so much for being here. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Taddea, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.